USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is back in Washington after his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. And shortly after Air Force One touched down at about 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the president tweeted, quote, "Just landed, a long trip, but everyone can now feel much safer than the day I took office." The president adding in the tweet, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." Some disagree with that estimation.
This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying on MSNBC the agreement the two leaders signed on nuclear disarmament broke no new ground. The FIFA Congress has just voted that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will share in the hosting of the 2026 World Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he will bring two immigration bills to the House floor next week. It's a bid to stop a bipartisan plan to force a vote on DACA, the Obama-era rules which have protected young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The bipartisan effort almost had enough votes to force that issue. Often a critic of President Trump, Congressman Mark Sanford ousted in a GOP primary in South Carolina yesterday by Katie Arrington, who was endorsed by President Trump. But Sanford says,
"It may have cost me an election in this case, but I stand by every one of those decisions to disagree with the president."
One in three U.S. adults might be using prescription medicines, which lead to depression or an elevated risk of suicide. A new study out this week finds some heart medicines, antacids, and even birth control pills are among the more than 200 common prescriptions that have those negative side effects. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The Southern Baptist Convention today will be attended by a guest speaker, Vice President Mike Pence. He's expected to thank Southern Baptists for the contributions he'll say they make to the moral fabric of the nation. The convention getting underway yesterday in Dallas. Ivanka Trump is being called for a review by a handful of Democrats involved in the congressional investigation into Russia election meddling. BuzzFeed News is reporting President Trump's daughter was in contact with Russians who offered to help arrange for Russian President Vladimir Putin to clear the way for a Trump Tower in Moscow. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says he wants an investigation committee staff to interview the first daughter about that report, and he also wants her questioned about China's recent move to grant her company trademarks in that nation. That came right as her father was promising to help a Chinese telecom get out of sanctions leveled after the U.S. determined it was a threat to national security. This committee has already interviewed over 100 people, including Ivanka Trump's husband, Jared Kushner. And Domino's Pizza's offering to fill potholes across America. Part of its new initiative called Paving for Pizza, it says it will repair roads with potholes directly affecting customers. As in, Domino's claims that when you're driving home with one of its pizzas, or even its delivery drivers are driving on those bumpy roads, the pizza could get damaged. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.